Long ago, the earth and the sky were very close, and the animals, they liked it that way. I don't know why, they just did. And one morning, the moose was drinking water at the lake, and he saw the reflection of the sky in the water, and he noticed that the sky was pulling away, and the moose said, "My gosh, the sky is pulling away, I better stop it." And the moose stood up on its hind legs, took its antlers, and stuck its antlers right into the sky. And the moose started to pull the sky back to the earth. And the moose started to get lifted up into the sky. And the moose said, "My gosh, I better let go." And the moose withdrew its antlers, and moose came tumbling back to the earth and landed on the ground with a thud. Thud. That woke up the bear. The bear said, "My gosh, the sky is pulling away. I'll stop it." And the bear stood on his hind legs, reached up into the sky, and stuck its claws right into the sky. Ah! And the bear started to pull the sky back to the earth. Ah! Ah! And the bear started to get lifted up into the sky. And the bear said, "I better let go." And the bear withdrew its claws. And the bear came tumbling back to the earth and landed on the ground with a thud. Thud. That woke up all the animals. "My gosh, the sky's pulling away. What are we going to do? Come on, let's have a serious meeting." So all the animals, they started to walk toward the meeting house to have a serious meeting. On their way to the meeting house, out from the bushes stepped Grandmother Spider. Grandmother Spider said, "Wait, I have a plan. I know what we can do." Well, they looked at Grandmother Spider. They said, "Listen, Grandmother, we know you have much wisdom. You know many things. But Grandmother, this is a bit out of your league. You see, the moose could not pull the sky down, and neither could the bear. And they're both a lot stronger than you are. Not now, okay? But wait, I have a plan. I know, not now, okay?" And the animals, they stepped over Grandmother Spider and they walked into the meeting house. Well, Grandmother Spider, she was a little upset about that. You know how sometimes you feel when people don't listen to your idea? Well, that's how she felt. But she did not get discouraged. She got busy. Grandmother Spider walked out of that village. She walked up the side of a mountain. When she was at the very top of that mountain, Grandmother Spider started to spin a web. She spun and she wove and she spun and she wove and she spun and she wove and she made a large ball of thread. Then Grandmother Spider took one end of that thread and she tied it to a tree. And then Grandmother Spider threw that ball of thread up into the air. And that ball of thread went up and up and up and it started to unravel and unravel and unravel and it fell back to the earth. Well, Grandmother Spider, she didn't give up. She got that web back. She spun and she wove and she spun and she wove and she spun and she wove. And she made a larger ball of thread. And once again, Grandmother Spider threw that ball of thread up into the air. And that ball of thread went up and up and up. And it started to unravel and unravel and unravel. And once again, it fell short. 3 times Grandmother Spider threw that web up. 3 times it fell short. But she did not get discouraged. She did not give up. Grandmother Spider spun and she wove and she spun and she wove and she made a great big ball of thread. And she tied the end of that thread to a tree. And then Grandmother Spider, keeping her eye on the sky, she threw that ball of thread with all her might. But this time, she did not throw it underhand. This time, she threw it overhand. And that ball of thread went up and up and up and it started to unravel and unravel and unravel and it reached the sky. Well, Grandmother Spider, she pulled that web real tight and then she climbed that web all the way up into the sky. And when she was way up into the sky, she spun another web and she attached it to the sky. And then she came back down on that web, spinning all the way back down. She was spinning and weaving and spinning and weaving all the way back down to the earth. She attached it to the earth. And then Grandmother Spider, She started to climb that web. And as she climbed that web, she spun. And she spun. And she wove, and she spun, and she wove, and she spun, and she wove way back up into the sky, and she attached it to the sky. Then she came back down, spinning and weaving all the way back to the earth. And then she climbed once again, and she spun, and she wove, and she spun, and she wove back up into the sky, and she attached it to the sky, back and forth, day and night, spinning and weaving, back and forth, day and night, spinning and weaving. And finally, the earth and the sky went, and the animals, they felt the earth shake. And they all came out of that meeting house, and they looked, and they saw all these webs coming down from the sky. And they knew that was the work of Grandmother Spider. Well, they searched her out, and when they found her, they said, hey, Grandmother, we're sorry that we did not listen to your advice earlier. We should always remember that you have much wisdom, Grandmother. But Grandmother, we're so glad you've done this wonderful thing. And Grandmother, because you've done this wonderful thing, you can live in our homes forever and ever. And ever since that day and time, spiders have lived in animals and people's homes. In my house, they love the shower. I don't know why. And the basement and the garage is theirs. And I'll tell you something else. On a sunny day, early in the morning, if you get up just right, sometimes if you look just right, sometimes you can see these webs coming down, passing through the clouds, right to the tops of trees or to the sides of buildings. You can see them. Some people will say, don't be silly. That's sunlight. Mm-mm. That's the work of Grandmother Spider, and those are the webs that hold the earth and the sky in place.